Thank you, Matilda, for that that warm welcome, and I pay my respects to the elders of your people and recognise them as the original custodians of this land, and pay my respects to other Aboriginal elders with us today. I'm just going to start get the logistics out of the way very quickly. Toilets are through that door. There's limited Wi-Fi here, so if you're a Wi-Fi addict, you might come and talk to Leanne. There's some limited Wi-Fi we have access to, but there's not universal Wi-Fi, unfortunately. You've seen the agenda. We've got two sessions, really fascinating sessions today. We've chosen these two issues because ACRA, which has now been going for 12, 13 years as an alliance of health professionals, health consumers, and health services, I think it makes it not necessarily unique, but one of those alliances that really does come having formed some common ground between those three crucial parts of the system. We don't come as an interest group from a particular perspective. And I think that the value of the Health Reform Alliance and that the longevity of the alliance shows that there's real value in that sense of creating those common positions and advocating around that. So we've picked the issue of mental health and Aboriginal health because although we've been generally supportive of broader movements and we've supported initiatives by Aboriginal organisations over the years, we haven't developed detailed positions ourselves. So this year we thought we really had to come to grips with these issues more substantially. We developed position papers, and as I said before, there's copies of all the position papers sitting at that table in the corner there, which you're welcome to grab. But we thought we would make these two issues the focus of the summit this year so that we could come to grips collectively with the issues and sharpen our view, our understanding, and the positions which we have. And so that's why we're here. In the afternoon, we're going to really look at kind of what we feel the priorities are, especially in an election year. We know it's a tough budget coming, but it's also an election year. And what do participants generally think are the key issues which we really need to push more strongly on than others? And as part of that, there's going to be a soapbox session. So if you'd like 3 minutes standing here at this podium, then you can let me know sometime during the day. We give priority to members first, but if we don't have enough members willing to take the 8 slots, others are welcome to come up and have 3 minutes putting forward what you think is the crucial issue or two that we need to address. A very brief thanks to Leanne and Janine and her team for getting us to this point. They are crucial to the organisation and the survival of ACRA. They do a fantastic job all year round, so we're very appreciative to have their professionalism behind us. So thank you, Leanne. And what are we doing with today's input? Tomorrow we've got a face-to-face executive where we'll be looking at how what we've heard today influences our current positions, looking at our priorities, hearing what you've said and making decisions about that. On Wednesday afternoon and Thursday, we've got 14 meetings in Parliament with parliamentarians. We're going to talk about these messages with them. And we do this twice a year on a 6-monthly basis. Going to talk to have a day in Parliament, going to talk to as many parliamentarians as we can persuade to talk to us. And we usually talk to somewhere between 12, 13, 14, something like that. Very useful as a way of getting across the messages. So that's what will happen with the input from today, apart from the value that that we hope that you'll get from it. I might just say, just before introducing Ken, we're very, very pleased to have Ken opening the proceedings. Just a few opening remarks from myself. I guess there are sort of very quickly 8 points. I've done one already. We've got a summary of what ACRA has done this year. As members, you've already received this, but we've had a very busy year, putting out 5 position papers on universal care, primary health care, prevention, mental health and efficiency and waste in the system. We have another paper which we'll fine-tune after today on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health. So we've been sharpening our positions. We've got new ones in development on oral health, workforce, private health insurance and consumer participation and person-centred care. We've responded to a whole range of government inquiries. We've had meetings with a whole range of parliamentarians, ministers and so on. A range of media releases, We've reinitiated the National Oral Health Alliance, which has a broader set of partners, some ACRA members and others, because of our concern about oral health and what's happening to the broader oral health system. So we've had an active year, and I guess the kind of key things that that we're concerned about really in terms of the coming year, and it'd be interesting, Ken, if you're able to address these. I guess there's a sense, and clearly a new minister who's been just over a year old has clearly is starting to make her mark and has initiated a whole range of reviews, which we've welcomed. So a certain an increasing level of exploration and inquiry. I guess as an alliance, we're still struggling maybe to read the overall the vision and the sort of health story of the government and where it's intending to go, as opposed to the sort of financial constraints that are driving a range of decisions. So we'd welcome, I guess, a stronger picture of what that is, and so we can respond and support that. Our position papers, in a way, give a sense of where ACRA's priorities are. They've always been around a more equitable health service and in trying to ensure that, in fact, all Australians get access to quality health services. We've always seen the importance of prevention and a strong primary health care as being paramount so that we address issues collectively, you know, as early as possible, prevent and address early. I think historically we all know the system has been very focused on hospitals, but our sense that if for a sustainable health service we've actually got to move away from that, see those as areas of expertise or specialism but as a last resort, and we ought to be preventing people getting there rather than assuming they will get there. We think there are, I guess one of our greatest concerns is that we drift towards a two-tier system, and that seeing the private sector has obviously a key role in the health system, but seeing the private sector as somehow a solution to all of the problems, we A, don't think the evidence is there, and B, we're concerned that will drive us towards a two-tier system. We do congratulate the government on it starting to look at issues of efficiency and value, and think there's a long way to go there, where we could actually be making much better value of the health dollar. So those are really, I guess, where ACRA is coming from. And just to finish off, just a note that this is, I've chaired these sessions for quite a few years. This is my last year as chair, so I'll be stepping down in June. And so we are looking and going through a process now. There'll be elections in June, and we'll be looking for a new chair of the organisation as part of that whole process from mid-year. So I really enjoyed being chair of ACRA, and you know, have really felt it's a, you know, a really strong way to contribute. I'm really hoping that someone else will step up to play that role and to provide, you know, that leadership for the organisations, given the value I think that we've delivered over the years. So that's really just some background notes.